the name given to Elizabeth Stuart, Queen of Bohemia in the 17th century. I'm not sure if that's related, but
it doesn't necessarily mean that.
But it is in something that follows five pages after the Queen of Hearts poem.
Does it specifically link that to this poem as a likely reference?
Can you put the link in the chat and we can all look at it?
Yeah, it starts around page 116. I'll put it on the top page, too, so people who see it later.
I've lost my gallery to an edit conflict.
What is this source I'm looking at here?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm not going to look at that first.
Oh, this one
you know,
by Teresa Boyer?
This is about, like, knitting or something?
Telling these in the wrong...
Yeah, I think so, but it also has this random, like, Queen of Hearts... section.
Well, I know, but it's a book about knitting. I mean, I'm not sure we can use a book about knitting.
It's not a good source for this.
Yeah. I mean, why are these people experts in Queen of Hearts material? This is clearly a knitting book.
Yeah, it was just really strange.
Yeah, who knows where they got that information, right?
Yeah, let's
nursery rhyme knits. I love it. That's one of those things you come across and you're like, I wonder if that's the case, and then you try to find it somewhere else. So maybe you could put in, like, Queen of Hearts and, you know, the monarch's name into Google Books and see if it comes up anywhere else.
Elizabeth
Stuart. Of course, they could just both be named from the card, of course. Oh, shoot, that's wrong.
Does anyone know if the Center for Editing Lives and Letters is a reliable source, or do I have to research that?
You'd have to look into it. I don't know.
I've never heard of it either.
Is it connected to university or government?
It is published stuff, interestingly enough.
What affiliations does it have? Is it a center for out of what?
Can you link it again?
Yeah, I don't know if I linked it at all.
Oh, sorry.
13th. So let's see, the contact information, you said something.
Is there an about page, maybe?
It looks like this is just the whole self.
Let's go to the home.
And 15.
Oh, okay. University of London.
Oh, well,
yeah, it's part of the academic landscape.
Yeah, then use it.
Just make sure that what they put on is not like undergraduate student, you know, undergraduates, you know, term papers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually found a really good term paper of one of them, but we can't use it.
Yeah.
This actually looks like an undergraduate. No, never mind.
Okay, so they describe their projects. What were you looking at? The letters of Elizabeth Stuart, Queen of Bohemia?
Yeah, but...
It says that they're published by Oxford University Press.
Yeah, that's good enough.
That's good, yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't actually have the information.
Well, too bad, but now we've learned how to analyze the source.
You know, I'm going to move the Wikisource link down to the bottom of the page, down to external links.
Okay, yeah, that's where I had it in the beginning, but yeah. I moved it to the poem part because I thought if it's right next to the poem part, people might see it and go to it.
Yeah, but usually the tradition is that with... external links.
Because it's so useful.
Really?
Minor tradition, I guess. And been, I guess you could say, successfully defended.
My defense for this choice would be that it helps to it breaks up the illustrations less because you wind up pushing things around.
If there were more text, I think it would be easier to set it up. But.
Yeah. Well, we can always move it back up if the need arises. Oh, wow, that is a huge gallery. Do we need that really the entire...
Yeah, I think it's taking
15
up
pages?
Too much...
I suggest that we move it to Wikisource and copy out the Charles Lamb's poem there.
I think that would be a good
and
idea.
And choose a few, but that's going to take a while, so let's leave it there for the moment so we all have access to it. Remove it fairly soon.
Hey, actually, can you transfer me the first illustration of the Queen of Hearts on her throne from the Mulready version? Because I think that that's a little bit of a higher quality version than what I've got.
This one? Yeah. Well,
thanks.
Why don't you just download it straight from the source? Unless it's more convenient.
Could you send it to me, please? Because I'm uploading the King right now, and I've just got the restored version of the King. None of the other versions, but I thought I could add in the King here by adaptations.
Okay, but can you leave Do Not Disturb for a moment then?
Oh yeah, sorry about that. I'll go off of so you can send me that. Okay, and meanwhile, adding.
Not huge, but it's all right. You know, it's and you can read and we can take the text from it, which is also good.
Oh, I have to redo my ref here.
So now we have all three of the William Wallace Tinslow illustrations. I'm still going to have a bit of record keeping to do over in Commons doing the uploads. Because these are all edited, restored versions, I need to upload the unedited versions and then the partial restorations in case anybody thinks they want to improve on this later on and do more edits. So I'll be muted for a little while I take care of that, and thank you very much for sending me the file.
No worries. Yeah, I suppose I better transfer that to Wikimedia Commons. I don't really look forward to trying to fix that into up on Commons.
Okay.
But
there's a
it's worth doing.
No.
Wait, Wikisource, not Commons, sorry.
Well, you know, if push comes to shove, I might be able to do some transcribing, or at least, you know, I mean, I am an admin over there. It helps to keep active.
You are?
Yeah, I'm an admin on Wikisource.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see how many characters we've had.
I'm removing the section entitled Music, as we only have one little statement about being set to music, and that's it.
I mean, like, I like to just categorize stuff, so just do whatever.
Well, actually, I did find a second musical adaptation if we wanted.
Well, that would go in the adaptation section. I mean, if we want to create different subsections of adaptation, I think that makes more sense than having, like, music and then true adaptations. So all of these illustrations are being moved,
music,
right? To Commons.
Wikisource, really.
Wikisource?
Leave up
okay.
One or leave up for the moment. Well, I am.
Well, actually,
we're illustration heavy at this point.
Excuse me, the tradition here would be to host the actual images at Commons and to transcribe them at Wikisource, and you can have the full gallery.
That's what I mean.
Of the original there. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I'm just saying that just so everyone can access the poem there, because we don't have any transcription of it yet.
Well, I feel like right now, the more important thing is that we actually get some solid text down.
I have to agree with that. Has anyone yet found anything on poem itself?
Well, I got something at Rutgers.edu, but
okay.
I'm still checking to see if it's good enough for what we need.
Okay, now that I've added that bit about the neurons, I'm going to start looking myself.
One sensible thing might be to search for the Queen of Hearts and the Diamond King, because we'll get both of them that way.
I've got through a lot of Queen of Hearts stitches already.
If it talks about the Diamond King, it's likely that we'll get the...
Yeah, you also might get, like, original. This is how you play card games. So,
yeah.
The Diamond King isn't used so much in card game descriptions when you throw
if you put it in quotes, I guess it would be fine.
Have we linked to this Queen of Hearts article, the Queen of Hearts, and then in parentheses, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland?
No, not yet. We should.
Kind of seems like that should be linked somewhere.
So it's European magazine. So if I look for Queen of Hearts, Diamond King, and European magazine, I can pretty much guess that anything I find out is going to be about the original. And nothing useful comes up for that search.
I am searching for Queen of Hearts and European magazine here.
Yeah.
So I think I found the original publication or something.
Like a scan of it?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Ooh, the Victoria and Albert Museum of Childhood.
Oh, this is so funny. No, this is in some later issue of the European magazine. Some reader wrote in with a Greek hexameter translation of the Queen of Hearts. Ah!
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Obviously, I can't read Greek, so I cannot read it to you guys. But that's wonderful.
Interesting thing. Greek, even if I but not...
Oh, yeah?
If you want to read some of you, give me the link.
Oh,
I don't think it's necessary to read it aloud. Yeah. It's a higher priority to get more text into the article, actually.
Jarova. I just found it very interesting. Mm-hmm. Queen of Hearts, actually.
Oh?
Yeah.
Should I go back? Here we go.
I'm putting it in the chat.
Okay.
Oh, that is just the awesome.